Got to grab onto these principles the way that if I was drowning in the middle of the ocean and I'd been there for a couple of days and someone threw a life preserver out, how fast would I grab onto that life preserver? And that's the way that I got to come at these principles, because the solution for alcoholics is in this print. Nothing worked before except for a fraction of a percentage were able to get sober through religion on a white light experience. But before this program, there wasn't anything. You know, there were different programs that came before it, but nothing that has had the success of this. And so if I just look that the solution is in these 124 pages and it's in the 164 in the big book, and know that the answer for me is in there, it gives me something to do, it gives me something to grab onto, not like what other people's opinions are or somebody's other drunkalogue or whatever it might happen to be. Yes, I can identify with some of those things. But when it comes down to doing the work, my question was early on, what do I do? So yeah, I get it. Yeah, I can't drink or use anymore. And I'm starting to see that there's a way that I think that's a little bit off. And everybody's got a little bit of soul sickness, but I got these violent emotional twists that affected me and scarred me through my life. And it gave me this behavior pattern that eventually I used drugs and alcohol to completely cover up, or so I thought, temporarily. So once I begin to see all this and recognize that this is the character that I brought to Alcoholics Anonymous, it will give me that passion to throw myself into this work. And for me, the desire to have a better life today keeps me grounded in this work on a daily basis.